You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A couple reactions. Roger the Good says 8-8. That sounds about right to me. Cleveland Gollum says 6-10. Gibbs' short jorts are cutting off the circulation to his head. 9-7 at least.
There you
Hashtag
go.
Hashtag short jeans, big dreams.
I like that.
And G.I. George says, if the kid is the king of the Kool-Aid drinkers, I'll drink to that. 10 wins.
Nice.
By the way, Cam from Canada has got the Browns at 10 wins. That includes a 1-3 record among the Kansas City, San Francisco, Seattle, Denver games. If they win two of those, look out, says Cam from Canada.
All right.
Oh, Canada.
Yes. 216-578-0850. We've got Dave in Zor. Dave, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. I was just going to say that I think the Browns would be one of the better bets on that board. I mean, just because of the unknown of the quarterback play. And if we get some quarterback play, six wins, that'll be nothing for this team. And I haven't given up on Manziel. I think he's going to ball out this year.
I certainly hope that you are correct about that. I do like the Browns at 6.5 wins. Gibbs, I'd be curious, and it's not something that you could do quickly, but the perception of the Browns schedule, do you have those numbers pulled up right now so that you could look at a couple teams? Like, what's the 49ers total at?
Well, the numbers that were released were only the AFC ones. Let me see if I can find the NFC ones. Yesterday, they only came out with the AFC, so maybe the NFC came out today.
Like, I bet if you were to add up the over-unders for the Browns schedule this year, it's not going to be as bad as the perception of what it is.
Correct.
The other thing that's interesting is if you added up all the over-unders, it would, you know, theoretically should equal, there should be
an even number of wins.
But they typically...
It should average to 8 a team.
Right, it doesn't always work out that way.
No, I don't think it would work that way because they know that people are always going to be more, you know, inclined to, that their team's going to win more games.
All right, I've got those numbers.
Okay.
San Francisco 49ers, 7.5.
Okay.
Gee, I wonder why.
The Seahawks, 11.
Okay.
The Rams, 8.
Hold on. We'll do a little science here real quick.
Okay.
So you've got 49ers, 7.5.
Yep.
You've got the Seahawks at 11.
Yep.
Okay, and then the Rams at 8.
Yep.
And the Cardinals should be above 8.
I'm working my way down. Tampa Bay, 6.
We don't play Tampa.
Preseason.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Okay, you just want the ones we're playing?
Yeah, give us our regular season opponents. 11.
Who else are we playing?
Arizona
is 8.5.
Yeah, I figured Arizona would be 8.5. Then we've got our AFC West teams, which you gave us already. You've given us Denver at 10.5.
Yep.
You gave us San Diego's at 8. Kansas City, you said, was 8.5, I believe, and Oakland was 5.5.
Yep.
Tennessee Titans
were 5.5.
5.5. New York Jets.
7.5.
7.5.
Still fantastic.
And so then
play.
We've got the Steelers at 8.5. We've got the Bengals at 8.5 and the Ravens at 9.
Yep.
And that's the whole schedule because then you would just double those up.
So what's 106.5? Well, you got to double those. Hold on. You got to double those last three.
Double those last five, three. So 8.5, 8.5, and 9.
So 132.5.
So the average, they're basically saying our schedule, we're averaging, the average opponent's going to be 8.3 wins. So it's not crazy.
No,
it's
but...
I bet there are teams that will actually have Vegas tougher schedules. The perception of our schedule is significant.
Yeah.
Well, particularly when you take the greatest coach in history of sports off of a team that's on your schedule, that drops them dramatically.
I'm surprised. I would. Niners at 7.5. I mean, that would be right now. That would be my farm bet.
Sure, and I think the Jets at 7.5 to me is a farm bet.
Under. Jets could scare.
I'm a little scared by the Jets.
But the same thing we talked about the Patriots and Bills and the Dolphins being so good in that division. They've got to play those. That's six. You know, that's six of their games right there.
True.
You know Rex is going to be so amped up for those Jets games.
Oh, yeah.
There's no – I mean, I saw Rex's quote today that the only football team in New York is Buffalo now. I mean, he is already stirring the pot.
He is definitely already stirring the pot there. So it is interesting. It is a tough schedule, 6.5, but not – it's not an overwhelmingly tough schedule for the Cleveland Browns, but it is tougher than it was certainly a year ago, where you had, you know, most of the teams that picked in the top six in the NFL draft.
Exactly. What's surprising to me, though, and I know that Gibbs, even the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at six, there's always that 2-14, that 3-13, that 4-12 team.
They all exist.
Who was the lowest, Gibbsy?
In the entire league.
Let me take a look here.
Yeah.
I want to say 5.5 was the lowest, and there were a couple.
Jacksonville and Tennessee.
Tennessee, Oakland.
Tennessee, Oakland, Jacksonville.
I'd go under.
Really? I like the Raiders. I think the Raiders could win more than you think. I don't know why. I don't know why, but
I think Jacksonville can too.
Yeah.
Got a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball.
Everybody's been talking about this guy that came into Jacksonville. He's going to be the greatest coach in the world. He's changing the culture, blah, 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 blah. The reason he got hired was because he coached good players in Seattle's defense. That team stinks.
Yeah, the highest ones were the Seahawks and the Packers at 11.
What's the Minnesota Vikings?
7.5.
Well, we know somebody's going over.
Yep.
There.
Speaking of Kool-Aid drinking.
Man. If they...
But look at that division, though. What's Detroit, Green Bay, and
Let's see. Detroit
Chicago?
Detroit is 8.5.
Okay, over.
Chicago is 7.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, that.
Under.
What
Green
other
Bay
one?
Is what?
11, Green Bay was 11.
11.
Yeah. Interesting. I like it. Good stuff there. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the Friday forecast here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Segura Wilhelm Kidd. ZWK.